N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week, we've got a selection of unusual gifts for Christmas. Handmade scented cushions.
We've filled each cushion up with a dried herb, soaked them in essential oils. Some of the scents are uplifting. So we've got lavender, which is great for children. And there's coffee, chocolate, vanilla, magnolia, rose.
Planted pots.
The ornamental cabbages, which have been very popular for a long time. And winter flowering cyclamen. Ivies, which, you know, are evergreen, so go on and on. And skimmia, which again is evergreen.
And paper art.
The work that I do is really influenced by the idea of museum collections and things like that. I love that idea that these beautiful, intricate things kept in these museum showcases. And that's kind of where this style of work comes from.
We end this week's show with some deep relaxation to help you through the coming madness that is Christmas.
I would like you to touch your finger to your thumb as if you're making the OK sign. And take a very slow, deep breath and allow your eyes to close and begin to relax. From now on, every time you bring your thumb and forefinger together, whilst taking a slow, deep breath, you instantly begin to relax and feel calm.
You're listening to the N10 show with me, LJ. So first this week, we're at another very enterprising evening held by Charlotte Murray in her salon, an art fair showcasing many local arts and crafts. I've selected three great Christmas present ideas from the many people who exhibited their work. First, we'll hear from husband and wife team Eva and Justin, who make cushions, which are hand-painted with flowers and dandelions. And then we'll hear from Jan Rosser, who makes the most exquisite pieces of art from maps and books. And lastly, we'll hear from Edwina Roberts, who makes planted pots, which are bursting with colour.
Handmade natural linen cushions. And my partner Eva, she paints these all by hand, so not one's the same. And there's a variety of scents. Everyone has their own individual preference. We've filled each cushion up with a dried herb, soaked them in essential oils. Some of the scents are uplifting. So we've got lavender, which is great for children. And there's coffee, chocolate, vanilla, magnolia, rose.
The ideas come from walking around Muswell Hill, normally towards Alexander Palace, gardens. Professionally, I'm involved in beauty because I'm a beauty therapist, but this has always been my hobby. So I'm self-taught artist.
Okay, so what we've got is a London map, sort of 1920s London map, and it is set in a frame it's a box frame, so the map actually runs at the sides of the frame, so it gives it a three-dimensional effect. And then on top of that, I have cut butterflies that are spread across the picture to give a feeling of movement and life to the piece. And they have, so they're also three-dimensional, so the wings are set up from the flat surface of the picture. And then on the wings there's a colour, so then you see that kind of reflected on the back of the map. So it lifts the butterflies off the map. So what I do is that I've got a map that I then scan the map. And so I then use the butterflies from the scan map, so it's like matching the map identically. So that the picture sort of emerges, so the butterflies emerge from that map, so they are from the map behind. The work that I do is really influenced by the idea of museum collections and things like that. I love that idea that these beautiful, intricate things kept in these museum showcases, and that's kind of where this style of work comes from. You know, and in the British Museum, all the bird cages where the birds, you have the thousands of little birds in this kind of beautiful glass box with the leaves and the trees, and it's all kind of very intricately set up, and it's basically that idea, and that's where the kind of idea of creating the box and having the map running at the sides, or the book running at the sides, that where that comes from in the pieces. So, and I also sort of make work to commission, so basically where people have a certain map that they're looking for, or where they've got married. Again, based along the same idea, it's actually from a novel, and basically what I do is create a background and I pick out certain text. I create the background then going up the sides of the box frame, and I just pick out words that I like. I've done obviously bits that are on Shakespeare, Gone with the Wind, and books are beautiful. And I suppose it's that idea as well that they are becoming archaic. Idea of people now not actually picking up a book, but reading Kindle and things like that, where you just think the beauty of the book is almost part of that experience of reading. And so I've kind of, it's almost like I'm taking the book and I'm making it again a museum piece, which is kind of a bit sad, but it's the idea that it's beautiful and protected and used in a different format. So again, I use cut butterfly shapes or different geometric shapes and create patterns out of them and do that in the same way so that I'm lifting them off the page.
What I've brought is an assortment of different sizes and different plantings, trying to use different types of pots, not just terracotta pots, but kind of reclaimed farm equipment, which is the galvanized pails. And all this is winter outdoor planting, some of which will go through to the spring, because some of these are underplanted with spring bulbs as well. So just trying to give people an idea of what they can have at this time of the year. For instance, the ornamental cabbages, which have been very popular for a long time, and winter flowering cyclamen, ivies, which, you know, are evergreen, so go on, and skimmia, which again is evergreen. And that gives that particular pot, which is purples and pinks and things, it's nice bright colours, which people like, particularly at this time of the year. And then there's another one, which is actually planted up with a perennial shrub called abelia, but that's also got the ornamental cabbages in, with some evergreens and underplanted with bulbs. So that's going to go all the way through the winter and give you more flowers in the spring. The bigger ones, the very big ones, are £55 each, but then they go down to £12.50 for the smaller ones. So it's all the way between those two prices.
All the contact details about where to get what are on ntenshow.com. And finally, after all that excitement, here's a deep relaxation exercise from hypnotist Bridget Mansfield. It lasts about 7 minutes, so make sure you have the time to listen and that you are somewhere comfortable. You'll be able to play this whenever you're in need of some minutes of peace, which I'm sure will be quite frequently over the next few weeks. Over to you, Bridget.
Now, if you would like a taster of deep relaxation for the next few minutes, please continue listening. Make sure your back is supported and it is safe for you to close your eyes. First of all, I would like you to touch your finger to your thumb as if you're making the OK sign. And take a very slow, deep breath and allow your eyes to close. And begin to relax. From now on, every time you bring your thumb and forefinger together, whilst taking a slow, deep breath, you instantly begin to relax and feel calm. Just think about relaxing every muscle in your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Just relax. And begin to notice how very comfortable your body's beginning to feel. You can just let go and relax. Inhaling slowly and deeply. Exhaling fully. Just notice your breathing. Notice the rhythm of your breathing and relax your chest muscles. Any normal everyday sounds around you are unimportant and you can disregard them. Whatever you hear from now on will only help to deepen your relaxation. And as you exhale, release any tension, any stress from any part of your body, mind, and thoughts. Just let that stress go. Just feel any stressful thoughts rushing through your mind. And feel them begin to wind down. Just winding down. and begin with letting all the muscles in your face relax, especially your jaw. Let your teeth part just a little bit and relax this area, because this is a place where tension and stress gather. So be sure to relax your jaw. And then feel that relaxation go into your temples. And as you think about relaxing these muscles, they will relax. So feel them relax, and you'll be able to drift and float into a deeper and deeper level of total relaxation. Now, let all the muscles in your forehead relax. Feel those muscles smooth, smooth and relaxed. And rest your eyes. Just imagine your eyelids feeling so comfortable, so heavy, so very relaxed. And now let all of the muscles in the back of your neck and shoulders relax. Feel a heavy, heavy weight being lifted off your shoulders, and you feel relieved, lighter and more relaxed. And all the muscles in the back of your neck and shoulders relax. And feel that soothing relaxation go down your back. Going down, down, down to the lower part of your back. And those muscles let go. And with every breath you inhale, you feel your body drifting, floating down deeper still into total relaxation. Just let your muscles go. Let all of the muscles in your shoulders, running down your arms to your fingertips, relax. And let your arms feel so heavy and comfortable. You may have tingling in your fingertips, that's perfectly fine. And you may feel that you can barely lift your arms. They are so relaxed. They are so heavy, so comfortable. And you now inhale once again and relax your chest muscles. And now, as you exhale, feel your stomach muscles relax. As you exhale, relax all the muscles in your stomach. Let them go. And all the muscles in your legs, feel them relax. All the muscles in your legs, so completely relaxed, right to the tips of your toes. Just notice how very comfortable your body feels. Just drifting and floating, deeper and deeper relaxed. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. The count of 1, you'll be fully awake, alert and clear. 5, 4, 3, coming round. 2, coming all the way back to a beautiful, positive, more fulfilling existence. 1, taking in a nice, easy breath, and as you exhale, just gently opening your eyes, feeling wonderful in every way.
I hope you're nice and relaxed now. I certainly am. Details of how to get in touch with Bridget are on the site, and if you're interested, she uses hypnosis to treat all sorts of phobias, panic attacks, bad habits, you name it, she's treated it. And that's all we have for this week. Charlotte, Stephen and I will be back in 2 weeks, and until then you can check out all the details from this week's interviews online at ntenshow.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.